Welcome. So tell me your name.
First name is Kumar, last name is Limbu.
You are from Nepal, and these are all your friends.
Yes, all my community Nepalese and Limbus.
Are they going to stay with you for the next 6 days and help you, or are they going to disappear?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Now, I've read that you were doing this flat race for the first time, but you're very experienced in doing altitude.
It's okay, it's no problem. I'm training a little. My experience, Scottish coach Alan Young, everything, so help me.
Alan Young knows everything about everything, and yes. he's going to advise you, then you're going to do extremely well. What would you like to see happen here at the race?
I think nothing happened.
Whatever happens, happens?
No happens. I have lots of just my family and the communities. I have also help for Mr. Alan Young, which is Scottish. That's no problem.
Scottish?
Yeah, Scottish. What?
Do you have some miles you like to see on the board at the end of?
Yes, I know. There's somebody is lots of crazy run. Crazy, very crazy. Already
327
something. Very, very difficult run already.
Oh, absolutely. Why did you come to this race?
I like it. Because many races I run, lots of long distance run, right? And I like it. And I want something, I make a new Nepali record.
What is the Nepali record right now?
Nepali record has not been yet, this 6 day race.
So whatever you do will be the Nepali record?
Nepali record, yes.
You were born in Nepal?
Yes.
What year did you come to this country?
This 2005.
And were you an experienced athlete in Nepal?
Yes. I run the Everest to Kathmandu world record. And I run to France, I don't know its name, it's 111 kilometers. And also I run Scotland 43 miles. I run 43 miles, I make new course record. And also run this last year's win, third winner is William. This I win, he's second.
William Sichel?
Yes, last year. Yes, everything information he knows, Mr. Alan Young. Mr. Alan Young, everything he know.
So
my history total, he know this. Mr. Alan Young,
he's your manager. He'll be able to give me all the details over there. The sign above you says self transcendence. What do you think about that? Self transcendence.
I don't know. This one, I don't have idea. So with my coach Alan Young, he tell me I want to do. Yes, this, I don't have idea. He with tell me I want to do.
Welcome, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You spoke about this young gentleman a year ago, Alan.
Yes.
Tell me, what do you see here? He's got a crew of people, and it's really exciting. I'm just going to move over a little bit here. Tell me about him. What brought you here with him and all that?
I first met him in 2003. I went out to trek Kangkanjunka, North and South base camps, and Kumar was a young... And he led daily, he set the pace, made sure we didn't go too fast, too slow. And he had a folder with him, and it contained all his marathon performances. And of course, there was this old grey-haired guy just on the trek who had better times than him. So we made up a great friendship, and he basically said, Alan, if I get visa, well, I come to Scotland and do West Highland Way Race and Ben Nevis Race. I see them on the website. 6 months, because you never meet these people again. You never meet the trek people again in your life. 3 months later, Namaste, Kumar here. You know Gatwick Airport? Write this number down, QA662, I come Wednesday. Click. Click, the phone went dead.
That sounds a bit of a
shock.
This
is true. I went down. He
came to Gatwick.
To Gatwick, because it was the flight number. And he came with a backpack, change of clothes, a bottle of black ointment, and a poly book, and a Scottish telephone number.
Yours?
No, not mine.
Oh.
So he said, can I phone his number? I said, of course you can. He says,